Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week we are going to jump into the very beginning of the Bible. Genesis chapter 1 is what I'm going to talk about today. And why am I going to do that? Let me explain. I believe that the first five books of the Bible, which are often called the Book of the Law, contain the foundation. These books tell us, basically, they lay down all the themes, all of the principles, and then the rest of the scriptures basically work out what is in the Torah, either explains how certain prophecies are fulfilled, or give more details in how they are fulfilled, but the gospel is right there in these first five books. The reason why we are here, who God is, what God expects of us, what God is going to do, how we can be prosperous and successful. That's all, all of the key passages, the foundational passages are laid out here in these first five books. You may know if you've listened to this program very much that a key verse to me is Joshua 1:8. Keep this book of the law on your lips always. And Joshua there is referring specifically to these five books. Now, I believe the Joshua 1:8 promise applies to the entire Bible, but the first five books were all of the Bible at the time that Joshua received this promise. So it says, keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful. I believe that these first five books tell us how to be prosperous and successful. Now, this is a challenge because in our culture today, and even in our church culture today, these first five books are kind of laughed at. These commands are ridiculous. The commands in the Bible are too hard to follow. They're unreasonable. No one is concerned about not eating shellfish. That was just, for an ancient, people, for an ancient, health reasons or whatever. But we shouldn't pay much attention to the book of the law today. Skeptics of the Bible will say, look, you Christians, you don't follow most of those laws in the book of the law. Why should I believe you when you talk about the commands you do think are important? And even Christians will say, the law has been done away with. We don't have to worry about that stuff. I believe the law is a blessing. And I'm going to tackle that question about, what about dietary laws? We're going to look at some of that. I think that a lot of the foundational issues are laid out right in the first three chapters of Genesis. And so that's where I'm going to spend my time for the next few days is showing you how the key, most fundamental truths of life, why we're here, what our purpose is, what we're supposed to do, who God is, what God is going to do for us. All of these main themes are laid out in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And then much more is given in the rest of the book of the law. I believe it's the key to being prosperous and successful. Even in the New Testament, the writers in the New Testament don't say, you don't need the Old Testament. No, Paul writes, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, correcting, rebuking, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped. And I think one of the reasons why we don't really appreciate and study and value these first five books is because we really just haven't studied them. We haven't taken the time to read them in their context and understand what they're teaching. And so what is strange and unfamiliar, we often will just kind of push to the side. I want to bring it front and center. Now, you've noticed I've already talked about being prosperous and successful this week. I will mention I have a book out, Prosperous and Successful. And it is all about this Joshua 1:8 promise of how you can be prosperous and successful. It is about studying carefully and applying the commands of Scripture into your life and the teachings of Scripture. The word law in the Bible really could be translated just as well as instruction. God loves us, so He's given us instruction to guide us. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, the psalmist says in Psalm 119. So we need to learn how to benefit from it so that we can have the life God has planned for us and intends for us. You can purchase that book on Amazon. for $15. The Kindle edition is $3.99. You can purchase it at the office at Fairfax First Baptist Church. I'd love for you to see more of God's blessing in your life by learning how to apply the Bible to your life through that book. All right, let me begin to jump into our topic for the week. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And right away, when you see that opening phrase, "in the beginning," you know that there is a story. The Bible really is a big story. It covers everything from the very beginning to the present and all the way to the distant future. And stories are very important to us. Stories give us meaning. Stories are what help us understand and make sense of life. If I come home one day after being out a long day and I open the door and there on the other side of the door in my house is a woman, and that woman I recognize is my wife, and I can tell by her face she's happy to see me, I begin to put together in my mind, in just a moment, my mind kind of puts together a story. Here is a woman I have a whole long history with, a relationship with. I love her. She loves me. We have children together. We're enjoying sharing life together. And I've been gone all day and she misses me. And so there's a natural response. I know what to do in that story. That's the story. And so I walk up to her, kiss her, tell her I love her, and ask her how her day was. But let's say I come home at the exact same time. I open the door and there is a similar looking woman. Same build, same height, you know, very similar looking woman, but I don't recognize her. She's not my wife. In fact, she looks not happy to see me. She looks surprised to see me. She looks like she's shocked that she has been caught. She's acting all suspicious. I notice she has some of my things from my house in her arms. She's carrying our electronics and other valuables in the house. I notice she has a gun. You know, in a holster on her side. She's now I'm putting together in a flash a whole other story. Now here's someone, I mean, she looks very similar to my wife, but it's a totally different story because she's not my wife. We don't have that history together. She's a stranger. She has obviously come in my home to take things from me. She's come prepared to even use violence if necessary to get away uncaught because she, you know, she has a gun. I'm putting together all these things. She's planned this out. She's looked at our house. She's planned to come. She knew I wasn't home. She broke into our home. Okay, in this situation, I respond in a different way because I recognize I'm in a different story than when I recognized my wife was waiting for me to come home. So in this story, I'm not going to suddenly walk up to this woman who I've never met before, who's robbing me and who has a gun. I'm not going to walk up to her and kiss her, tell her I love her, and ask her how her day was. That would not make any sense in that story. So what I do instead is probably tackle her to the ground or, you know, I don't know what I would do in that situation, but I know what I would not do. You know, it wouldn't be what I would do when I see my wife. So stories tell us who we are, what our purpose is, what we're supposed to be doing. And stories function like this all the time in our life. And the Bible is giving us from the very beginning in Genesis 1:1, the story. How does the ultimate story begin? Not just your story and when you were born or our nation's story and how it got started, but the story. How did it all begin? And what this does is it helps us understand who we are, who God is. Why did God create us? What is our purpose here? What are we supposed to be doing with our lives? You can't be prosperous and successful until you know your purpose and your reason for being. And it is all tied into God because He's the one who created it all. It was in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If it isn't for that statement or if that statement is not the true story, we have no hope of purpose and meaning in life. And I'll pick up here tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.